What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
So in this episode of Funnel Fix Friday, I thought I would share with you one thing that's working right now in Facebook ads that is helping me get lower cost per lead in client launches and increasing the ROAS, return on ad spend, in clients' direct to sales campaigns. And that is short form video that's related to the offer. Let me tell you a story. And before the story, by the way, if my voice is new to you, hi, I'm Quajo. I am the new host. Well, it's been a while now, already like 5 months, of the Art of Online Business podcast. And if you want to learn more about me, click down in the show notes below to where Rick introduces me and also where Rick explains where he's moved on to. So I'm in a launch for a client who's in the nutrition space, and we're prepped like we usually are. We got like 4 different pieces of ad copy already written, including one ad copy that was used in her previous launch. We got 9 different graphics all designed and approved by her. Plus, we got video ad creative that she's newly created and video ad creative from the previous launch. We are good to go because testing and testing and testing, right? And so we start out as normal doing our testing thing with a mix of graphics and videos, and nothing is working. I.e., she's getting leads, registrations for her launch, but it's just way too high above target. And we're like, what is happening? And so now I'm pulling out all of my ad manager tricks, you know, like testing different audiences. We'll keep it simple for this podcast episode. I'm even down to looking at the delivery, like by what country are the leads actually coming from? Or what platform are the leads usually opting in? And even what placements, platform being Facebook or Instagram, placements being, you know, the feed, the explore profile for Instagram or reels or stories. I'm like digging in to find out where the leads are coming from and where I can just target more of them at. By the way, what we finally arrived at, if you're curious, is a wide open audience. And that does not mean, if you listen to my Funnel Fix Friday episode from last week, that does not mean worldwide targeting, all age ranges, all countries, completely wide open. What that does mean, though, is the age range that we want to target within the countries that usually provide leads for her business or clients for her business, specific countries, specific age range, but then everything else, no interests, no lookalikes. We simply excluded people who had already registered for her launch, and that was working. So back to how I discovered short form video. Well, it happens that of all the creative graphics that we were testing, and square video and 4x5, dimension video, i.e. vertical video, but that's a little shorter, 1080 pixels wide by 1350 pixels tall, so a little taller than the square, but not quite vertical video. It was the vertical video that was doing the best. And so when I finally identified that, when I say finally, it wasn't like this dragged on a long time. I think it took us 3 days of testing through, I don't know, 15, 16 pieces of ad creative. And you have to give the creative room to breathe. And so actually we did it inside of multiple ad sets simultaneously so we could get through the testing and find what was actually working super quick because, you know, we need to be on target for lead costs. Anyway, back to what I was saying, because I don't want to digress too far. This is a super short episode. Once I identified that it was a vertical video, reels that were working the best, I just requested more of the same, and the client was happy to oblige. We got more of that kind of video, and we were off to the races with lead costs that were on target. So I want to tell you specifically what kind of reels are working, because it's not just for this client. It's also working for about 4 other clients that I'm working with right now. And before I tell you that, if you aren't at a place where you want an ads manager yet, but you would like an ads expert like me, humbly so, to take a look at your ads, I can do that and you can book a 1-hour call with me. Link is in the show notes below. And then we can either hop on Zoom, troubleshoot your ads, or you can let me control your screen from the other side of the Zoom screen, and I can set up your campaign or redo your campaign like I would do it myself. And so it's extremely affordable. And the upside for you is huge because you're getting leads that fuel your business the way it should be fueled. Or even better, you got ROAS and good return on ad spend so you can scale up your direct-to-sales campaigns. Again, that link is in the description below. So here's the breakdown of reels for you. The first kind of reel you could just repurpose straight from your organic content. And what I've seen, multiple things at work. One is just captioning your reel, and that's all you do. It could have an end bumper at like a call to action graphic, or you give a call to action yourself, and there's a graphic overlaid on that at the very end, but it doesn't have to. And you can use CapCut to make your own captions. I love CapCut, so does my team, because it, with AI, kind of scans your videos and generates captions for you, and then you can tweak those visually to make them look better. You can also use the app called Captions. And then another one that my team has used, we still use it, is Descript. Descript has a captions button. You just hit it and then it adds, you've seen those white words that have like a moving color box that kind of floats behind the words like karaoke? That's what Descript can do. So you can caption or you can paraphrase your reel. And that just means you have different words or phrases of words that pop up from time to time on your reel to highlight what's being said. The logic there is that somebody can just listen to your reel and still understand the gist without knowing all the words that you're saying. And of course, if you're pulling this reel straight from Instagram, which I guess Instagram's the only place with reels, then you want to make sure that it's using uncopyrighted audio so you can use it in an ad. And you'll know that by going into Ads Manager and selecting the existing post option at the ad level. So you got campaign level, set that up, get down to your ad set level, set up all your targeting, your budget when the ad will go on, and then get to the ad level and choose create new ad or existing post. And then you can choose from existing posts on your Instagram account. And if you see that the video is grayed out, that means you can't use it, right? Okay, next thing. You could just also film a short vertical video. I love between 30 seconds and 130 seconds. So just over a minute and exactly, no, just over a minute and a half. Because there's 60 seconds in a minute and my math is strong. And then what you do is you could have text overlay for the entire video. Again, one phrase, one value phrase, maybe one that describes the outcome of what you're trying to sell or your lead magnet. I'm thinking something like cut editing time in half, for example, or make more money or improve your translations. This is specific from a client that I have who's a stenographer, one of those funky, fancy little keyboards. And you see these folks doing live captions or working in a courtroom and their fingers fly. And because they have a special keyboard and a special set of vocabulary, they can type ultra fast. We're talking like way over 100 words per minute. I think maybe even over 200 words per minute, but also record conversations between people. It's phenomenal to watch this lady work. And so in both cases, you would pair the vertical video with different ad copy to see what's working best. And lastly, I would say that when you have a vertical video, you know, we're talking 1080 pixels wide by 1920 pixels tall. This is standard short form video content, whether that's for TikTok or Instagram Reels or Facebook Reels or YouTube Shorts. Since you're going to be using it in an ad, visualize a square that's vertically aligned with the same amount of space above and below that square and put your most important content inside of that square. So that, because you're testing, if you end up cropping that video down to a square size, because sometimes square video does perform better than reels, you know, you have to test it to see all the important content is there. And then also another mistake you want to avoid is visualize, like pull out your cell phone and look at the icons that are on the right hand side. And then all that text and stuff, the captions text and the profile pic that could show up at the bottom of the screen and kind of visualize that area in the screen a little bit to the shifted to the left. And I'm like moving my hands around if you're watching the YouTube channel, which you should because there's tons of great information on Funnel Fix Fridays, where I'm actually looking at and going through somebody's landing page and helping you understand what could make the landing page better or what has made the landing page, the thank you page, the checkout page work better for current clients. So visualize how your text is showing up so that when you have the final product, it's not covered up by icons on the side of the screen or that kind of caption or profile information that could show up at the bottom of the screen. Listen, DM me if you want to say hi, if you have any follow-up questions, because some of the questions on this podcast or on the video version of this podcast come from people in my DMs. Yes, I like to get to know you. At the same time, understand that I am super busy and you might be able to ask a question and we'll go back and forth a bit. But in general, if you need help, there are those hourly calls to help you. So hope that was really helpful. Please start testing various forms of reels for your lead magnet. Still test graphics. We still do test lots of graphics. But right now, I told you I would tell you what's working really well in Facebook ad land. And this is the one thing. Well, there are other things for another episode. But this is the one thing for this episode. Until the next time you either hear me or listen to me, be blessed. And we will chat soon.